This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, we've got to get to George Meany. So let's talk to George. He's on Skype. George, where in the country are you at the moment?
I am in cloudy KZN. How's it going?
Ah, good. What are you doing down there?
We're having our Christmas functions. So, we've got offices all over the country. So I attend three functions as a result.
Very, very nice. Okay, so the Durban people's turn this time.
The Durban people's turn, yes.
So, George, we laughed a lot last week. What have you got for us on the menu today?
Well, this is no laughing matter, but you know the petrol price decreased on Wednesday by 1.84 rand, and diesel came down from between 1.45 rand and 1.47 rand. So it's a little bit of a consolation, maybe a slight laughing matter because the price is so high anyway. But on the average, you know, VW Polo, you're going to save about 65 rand a tank. And on the average Toyota Hilux or Fortuner, you're going to save about 110 rand a tank. So, you know, if you take a trip to Durban, probably going to save yourself one of the toll gate fees.
Yeah, so it's not really that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal, but if it continues to come down, maybe. And 65 rand to 65 rand, let's not laugh at that. But it is down, which is good.
All right, so petrol price down is never a thing to be too unhappy about. We'll take it, thank you.
Exactly. I suppose the businesses that do transport as a business, trucking companies, will be happy with it.
Sure.
And then hopefully that filters through the economy. But, the biggest problem, as we said before, is the tax on fuel. The tax is the problem. Yeah. If we're paying 30, 35% tax on fuel, why not just bring that down? Because that'll save the economy a lot of money.
Because government are trying to take whatever they can.
Exactly.
Predating all tax is theft, all of it.
Tax is a man-made ruse, if you ask me.
It's made up. Read this book that Leanne was just talking about now, Yuval Noah Harari. Read the book Sapiens and Homo Deus. It'll give you a good idea of how.
I've read Homo Deus. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to read, though.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. Not hard as in like terrible, but you've got to concentrate a bit.
Okay. What else have you got?
VW's next generation of petrol and diesel cars will be its last. It's now put a stake in the sand and said by 2026, it will no longer produce petrol and diesel cars.
Only electric.
So the designers at the moment are busy working on the final VW design and petrol design, should I say, and that will be the last. Now, you got to ask yourself, is this an attempt to try and come back from the Dieselgate scandal?
Yeah.
By driving sustainable transport in electric cars first and putting a stake in the sand, but good on them. I think this is the signs of the times. We're going to drive electric cars at some point.
All right. Damon says yes. He thinks it's also virtue signaling and trying to get points for being a nice people and a good company when you've been caught.
Yeah.
You've been caught lying to the public.
Yeah, it started off with Hitler's car, and then they improved since then, and then they had that setback with the fuel emissions.
Yeah, Damon, I would drive a Mac if I could.
See? All right. What else, George?
And then everybody's going on holiday. Well, not everybody. Some people are staying in Johannesburg, and some people are lucky enough to live in Cape Town or Durban. But if you're going on holiday, it is a good idea before you take the trip to check your car. What should you check for? So first of all, tire pressure and tread. I am surprised at the number of people who haven't checked their tire pressure in months.
Yeah, Damon. When last did you check yours?
I admit I only do it like once a month.
Ben?
Yeah.
I mean Leanne, how about you?
Is once a month enough? Because that's more or less what I do too.
Yeah.
I think
once a month if you're driving around town.
No, but some people do it every single time they fill up, and I think that's a bit obsessive.
No, I mean, if I was going on a long trip, I would definitely fill up and check the tire pressure, check the oil, water.
Okay, so tire pressure and wheel alignment generally needs to be sorted out before you go on a long trip. What else?
And shocks. Your shocks.
And, well, tread. Tread on the tire is important because people don't realize that the tire doesn't wear evenly. And the inside of the tire often wears first because of wheel alignment issues. And so, you know, do yourself a favor, sit on the ground and look across the entire tire face. Make sure that the tread is evenly spread and there's enough tread across the entire tire face, because sometimes the inside of the tire wears first.
Okay, so you've got to have that looked at. What about the other stuff, the obvious stuff, like your lights have to be working?
What about a full service?
Yeah. I had a full service done on Tuesday or Wednesday, one of those two. They came and collected my car. They took it off. They did an excellent job. They actually took it all the way. Listen to this, George. These guys came in from Land Rover in Rustenburg. They picked my car up, put it on a truck, drove it all the way there, serviced it, and drove it all the way back on the back of a truck.
But why Rustenburg? Wow.
Because this is a special service they're offering so that people can get their car serviced, not have to worry about it. They'll bring them, they'll drop it off.
On a truck.
Isn't that amazing?
On a truck.
How do they make money?
Well, exactly. You got to wonder about that. I mean, that's pretty good service,
that's
if you ask me.
Incredible service, yeah.
Service, and it's a service.
Maybe they just took it to somebody by the name of Rusty in Germiston. And there was a small mark, like a berg next... Some maybe.
And they said, listen to this, the most impressive thing of all. They said, what time do you want it back? So I said, no, well, when you guys finish, like 5? So the woman wrote down 5 o'clock. They brought it. It arrived at 5 o'clock
they
on
must,
the dot.
They must have waited around the corner.
Imagine. that's
eating
knick-knacks
and drinking ginger beer in the car.
Yeah, sure. I was blown away.
I've never heard of somebody fetching your car in a truck for a service.
Isn't that amazing? So, George, because then you don't get extra Ks on the clock and nothing can happen to your car. It's amazing. Anyway, but you were busy talking about the service. So we've got tires down. We've got lights. We've got
wipers and demisters. Wipers,
yes.
Wipers are a big thing.
My wipers are flapping around in the wind. They're completely shredded. It looks like I'm flaying something.
Usually goes through a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're driving behind Leanne in a storm and you see her veering off to the left and then to the right and snaking around, it's because she can't see through the bloody windscreen.
But it happens so quickly. They're absolutely fine, and then they're torn to shreds, you know.
Well, get them sorted out.
Yeah, no, I must.
Woman!
Will do.
Leanne, that usually happens when you don't switch the wipers off after it's stopped raining. Then it shreds the wipers.
No, I'll tell you what it's from. It's from parking my car in the sun in McGregor for a year. In the desert heat.
So then it bakes the rubber and then it just kind of flays off.
Everybody in McGregor has all their windscreen wipers.
Everyone, that's how you know. We don't have number plates. That's how you recognize those cars.
All right.
And then the next thing is the steering. You know, drive your car and figure out whether you're having a tug of war to keep the car in the center of the road. If you are, you have a wheel alignment issue.
Steering wheel's quite important.
Yeah. The steering.
I've seen some taxis using spanners. I mean,
yeah. So George, okay, all of these things sorted, then you can go and you can have your holiday with peace of mind, right?
You can. Don't forget the spare wheel either.
Uh huh.
And
people
suntan
often
lotion.
Forget the spare wheel for a long time.
And suntan lotion, as Damon says, but you also need to know how to change a wheel. And I wonder how many people can do that. Can you change a tire?
Oh yeah, easily.
It's fun.
I was taught from very young.
Well, Leanne's quite handy. Ben can.
I even know how to fix an exhaust with Wix bubblegum.
Huh.
Wow.
I know the theory. And I've changed. I know how to do it and I've done it, but I don't do it smoothly and well. It's like instead of like 10 minutes, it's a half an hour struggle. It's an episode. It's a lot of sweat.
Sia, can you change a tire?
Oh, no. A few months ago, I changed insurance companies, and one of the first things that I looked up was whether they can send someone in to change my tire, and they do. So,
so they got
it's
the
really
tender.
It's really quite a simple process.
It's very simple.
It is simple.
And if you get stuck out in somewhere like Pofadder, what are you going to do, Sia?
George, would I really be found there?
Yeah.
What would I be doing there in the first?
You never know your next concert.
Yeah, when we go on the road with your songs, yeah.
I didn't go to F&B Stadium because of Beyonce. Now, why would I be in Ugu?
All right. Okay, is there anything else you need to tell us, George?
Yeah, so have you ever tried to put something inside a...
Oh, yes. Yes, I know the answer.
Panel van.
Oh, sorry. I thought,
a panel van
that was going to go somewhere else.
Or a combi. No, I wasn't going there. Or a combi. One of those load bearing cars with a big back, and if you have to put something in towards the front seats, how do you lean into this cargo area, or when you take stuff out? I mean, even some boots and cars are big. So Ford has patented a conveyor belt for SUV cargo carriers. And you can put your stuff in the near the back of the boot area, and you push a button and conveys the goods to the back of the boot.
That is smart. Okay, I didn't understand even what you meant until you explained the conveyor belt thing, because I was trying to think, I've never put anything in a panel van.
Well, what I was trying to describe is a big load area. Like a hatchback, okay. But where you have to lean into the car.
Yeah, or you've got to have someone in there already to take delivery and pull it back.
No. Okay, yes. They've built a conveyor belt for this.
They've built a conveyor belt. It's a little switch near to the boot, and you can put your whatever you're putting in the boot, your groceries, onto the front of the conveyor belt, push the button, and it conveys it to the effectively the front of the car.
Like I heard Elton John has one of those for all his suits.
And his pianos.
All right, George, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll chat to you next week.
Have a good day.
Excellent. And you enjoyed Durban. Say hi to everybody there for us.
I will do.
This is CliffCentral.com.